This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day and a great nation, despite the fact that there is an overwhelming sense on the right among conservatives and, yes, among most liberals, that it is a bad thing that every aspect of our political system is being upstaged by arguments about indictments for one of the leading candidates for president. We'll be speaking about that with Daniel Henninger and about the cost of the Trump indictments, the cost not just to conservatives, but to basically the country in general. We also are going to be speaking a little bit about this new attempt to disqualify Trump from ever running for president. Based on what? Based on the fact that he violated Section 3 of the 14th Amendment of the Constitution, which forbids people from holding high office or even seeking high office if they have participated in a rebellion or an insurrection. Does Trump qualify? We will get to that. It's been an issue raised by a number of prominent law professors. But there's also this story. The Enrique Tarrio, who is one of the leaders of the Proud Boys, his prosecutors, he's already been convicted of seditious conspiracy. His prosecutors have urged that he serve 33 years in prison, which seems to me extraordinary. Look, there are now over 700 people who have either pleaded guilty or been found guilty about offenses relating to January 6th. There were, after all, 140 police officers who were attacked, some of them very seriously injured. It's a serious matter. But 33 years for Enrique Tarrio, and again, Proud Boys, you don't get punished in America for ideas. And no matter how obnoxious those ideas may be, you get punished for destructive actions. And the U.S. prosecutors asked a federal judge yesterday to sentence Proud Boys chairman Henry Enrique Tarrio and leader Joe Biggs to 33 years in prison and other top members of the far-right extremist group to 2 to 3 decades behind bars after four of them were convicted of seditious conspiracy in the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. The scope of the defendants' conspiracy is vast, said the statement. The defendants organized and directed a force of nearly 200 to attack the heart of our democracy, a crime unparalleled in American history, said Assistant U.S. Attorneys Jason McCullough and Connor Mulroe. They said the Proud Boy leaders intentionally positioned themselves at the vanguard of political violence in this country. The prosecutors urged U.S. District Judge Timothy J. Kelly to hand down stiff sentences to deter others who would mobilize such violence in the future. And the debate about sentencing and the level of sentence is just how much of the violence and destructiveness of January 6th was actually caused and directly involved the Proud Boys. And then on the other side of the political divide, on the extreme left side of the political divide, this headline from the New York Times: woman who mailed ricin to Trump as she was trying to kill him is sentenced to 21 years in prison. See, I understand people look at this thing. Why is she only getting 21 years when she actually attempted to kill the President of the United States? A woman was sentenced on Thursday to more than 21 years in prison for mailing letters containing the lethal substance ricin to President Donald J. Trump and eight Texas law enforcement officials in 2020. The Justice Department said it was when Trump was still president. The woman, Pascal Cécile Véronique Ferrier, who is 55, of Quebec, she's Canadian, was sentenced in U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia after she completes her prison term. Well, she would be 88 when she's done with her prison term. She will be on a supervised release for the rest of her life, the Justice Department said in a statement. Ms. Ferrier is a dual citizen of Canada and France. She had faced charges in two separate criminal cases, one in Washington for mailing ricin to Mr. Trump and one in the Southern District of Texas for mailing letters to law enforcement officials in that state. The Texas case was transferred to federal court in Washington. Ms. Ferrier pleaded guilty in January to 9 counts of prohibitions with respect to biological weapons. At her plea hearing, she admitted she made the ricin at her home in Quebec in September 2020 and mailed it in letters to President Trump at the White House and to eight law enforcement officials in Texas. The letters, which referred to the poison as a special gift, were intercepted before they reached their destinations, according to court documents. By the way, this is why we need well-equipped, technologically sophisticated, well-staffed law enforcement, because they prevented anyone from getting hurt by this idiot. In a statement that she read in court yesterday, Ms. Ferrier said she had remorse for the psychological harm I did to my children, but not for my activist actions. The only regret I have, she added, is that it didn't work, that I couldn't stop Trump before he put in action his plans to try to stay in power. In her statement, a copy of which was provided by her lawyer, Ms. Ferrier, shared details about her life, including that she was born and raised in France before moving to Canada in her 40s. Ms. Ferrier said in her statement that she viewed her actions as a work of activism. I believe that the legal system of justice was not working. I felt that a strong message had to be sent in order to stop what I saw as tyrannical behaviors. This, to me, is what makes me an activist. Ms. Ferrier is not the first to try to kill the United States president with ricin. In 2014, a man admitted to having sent a letter with ricin to President Barack Obama. The poison has been used in recent years in attempts to kill a number of prominent American officials. Ms. Ferrier was arrested on September 20, 2020, days after she mailed the ricin letters. When she was driving from Canada to Buffalo, she told border officials that she was wanted by the FBI for sending the letters. The authorities then discovered that Ms. Ferrier was traveling with a loaded firearm, hundreds of rounds of ammunition, two knives, a stun gun, pepper spray, a truncheon, and a fake ID, according to court filings. In each of the 9 letters she sent, Ms. Ferrier said that if the special gift, referring to the ricin, did not work, she would find a better recipe for another poison. In the letter addressed to Mr. Trump, Ms. Ferrier wrote, "You ruin USA and lead them to disaster. I have U.S. cousins. Then I don't want the next 4 years with you as president," she wrote. "Give up and remove your application for this election." After the letters were detected, mass destruction coordinators and hazardous materials experts were deployed to several locations in the United States to intercept them, and they were later sent to for additional testing, according to court documents. Listen to this. In March 2019, while Ms. Ferrier was living in the United States, she was arrested by the police in Mission, Texas, and charged with possession of an unlicensed weapon, resisting arrest, and carrying a fake driver's license. While she was staying in Texas, the authorities discovered she had overstayed a 6-month visa, and she was deported to Canada. now she's deported to a 21-year sentence. Seems appropriate. We'll be right back. Daniel Henninger coming up.
Her public resignation from the New York Times exposing bias and anti-Semitism shook the nation. She is the author of The Twitter Files, which exposed the orchestrated bias against conservatives in social media. On Friday, October 13th, join featured speaker Barry Weiss at Washington Policy Center's annual dinner. WPC is your voice for market-based reforms. It exposed the new so-called excise tax on capital gains as an income tax, no matter what officials call it. And while the governor and cap-and-trade advocates promised minimal to no impact on gas prices, WPC warned it would raise the tax you pay on gas by approximately 45 cents a gallon. And WPC research showed the encroachment of critical race theory in Washington's classrooms. WPC provides the insight and analysis you need to stay informed and to act. Subscribe to WPC's free weekly newsletter and support improving our state with free market principles. October 13th in Bellevue at the Hyatt Regency. Ticket and sponsorship details at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Entertain your brain.
Your show is very entertaining.
Every day on the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, the debate is scheduled for just a few days from now. It's the middle of next week. It's Wednesday. It's going to be a major event, even though President Trump has said he won't show up. Is it too late for him to change his mind? No. He just changed his mind on that big press conference where he was going to be putting forward irrefutable evidence about the election corruption and fraud in Georgia. Now that's not happening because his lawyers told him not to do it. And he announced today he's not doing that. So is it impossible for him to turn around and say, well, you know, this debate may be something that I need to do, or an opportunity for me to build my lead for the Republican nomination to even more formidable heights? Karl Rove urged Trump to show up for the GOP debate and basically talked about how useful it could be for the former president who also wants to be a future president. This is Karl Rove, former aide to President George W. Bush. Clip 3.
If you were Donald Trump, would you show up at that debate in Milwaukee next Wednesday?
I would, even though there's, you know, look, there are dangers. I mean, he will be, you know, if he shows up, he will be attacked by everybody in one way, shape, or form. Some of them will be hard and direct, Chris Christie. Some of them will be, you know, glancing blows. Some will be trying to move around him. But I'd show up if I were him, because this is where you get to demonstrate I am the leader and I will remain the leader. If he doesn't show up, there are going to be people who say to themselves, well, you know, didn't he tell us, didn't he mock Joe Biden for not debating, and hasn't he said he's the world's greatest debater, and maybe there's something that he doesn't want to talk about, and doubts will begin to grow. Doubts are growing. We've now got, depending on what poll you look at, a plurality or a majority of Republicans who say that if he's convicted of something in one of these federal suits, in one of these four lawsuits, four indictments, they're not going to vote for him. So he's got to find ways to assuage those growing concerns, and the best way to do it is to show up on August 23rd and September 27th.
And again, the question will be how they handle the issue of Trump if he's not there. Ron DeSantis was in conversation on stage with Eric Erickson. And again, also urging, of course, his competitor for the presidential nomination to actually be there in Milwaukee and to join the conversation. Listen, this is clip 16.
Well, we're prepared either way. It is what it is. And I think everyone should debate if you qualify. I think you owe it to the people to put out your vision, to talk about your record, answer questions about your record and decisions that you may have made or not made. And if you're not willing to do that, then I think that people are not going to look kindly on that. So who knows what will end up happening. We'll be prepared either way.
Okay, again, apparently the alternative that Trump is planning to offer is a conversation with one of his big fans, Tucker Carlson. And, of course, that won't be on Fox because President Trump and Tucker Carlson both have sort of wounded feelings toward Fox and toward it's Martha McCallum and Brett Baer who are going to be hosting this debate on Wednesday. But Chris Christie will definitely be there, and as a prelude, he was interviewed on MSNBC, and he was asked the kind of question that every candidate has to be able to deal with effectively, which is, okay, what makes you want to be president of the United States? Here's Chris Christie's answer, clip 5.
Why do you want to be president of the United States?
Joe, because I want our country to go back to doing big things. We have become so small in the way we divide ourselves, pit ourselves against each other, small in the issues that we're arguing about. Look, we've got big things to deal with in entitlement programs, big issues to deal with on getting our economy back where inflation is manageable for people, big things to do around the world in terms of standing up to authoritarian dictators like Putin and Xi and Kim Jong-un and the mullahs in Iran. We have big issues that we need to deal with when a third of our kids don't read at grade level in this country. We need to radically change our educational system. And when you look at every key moment, Joe, in our nation's history, when we've been confronted with huge problems like this, we've elected big leaders like Washington, Lincoln, FDR, Ronald Reagan, who went in, and whatever you thought of them on the way in, on the way out, you looked at it and said, because they dared us to sacrifice and do big things, that our country was bigger, stronger, richer, and freer when they were done. That's the kind of president I'm going to be, and that's why I'm running.
Okay. the answer to that question doesn't get much better than that. That's one of the reasons that I think that Chris Christie is very likely to stand out in the debate. The answer about doing big things and big ambitions for the country, there's a question that was put to somebody else who has been intermittently critical of President Trump, Bill Barr, his former attorney general, who, of course, helped him dispense with the Russia hoax, as it's known. Bill Barr was asked very directly, does he plan to vote for Trump, assuming that Trump is the nominee? This is the answer of the former attorney general, clip one.
He'd be the Republican nominee, though, regardless, right?
Well, if he wins the nomination,
would
yes.
Bill Barr support him?
Well, I've already said I would jump off that bridge when I get to it.
But he would be the Republican standard bearer.
That's right. But I, as I've said,
now the way you feel now, would you?
Well, I have to. Well, you know, I have to wait and see all the evidence that comes out about his conduct and so forth. Right now, most of it is allegations. But you know, I'd have to wait and see what the situation is. I've already explained that if I thought that one of two people is going to end up as the president, then I wouldn't throw my vote away. I would try to make a decision who would do the least damage to the country. But if there were other options, I would also consider.
Would you just not vote for president? Vote on
no, I think
down if, ticket?
No.
No, he's going to vote. He's obviously not ready to commit himself. There is a piece today that we will catch up with. Is Joe Biden electable? There are, says Kimberly Strassel, a number of things that make it difficult to imagine him winning, no matter who he's running against. We will get to that. Coming up, Daniel Henninger, about the cost America is paying for the Trump indictments and all of the raging controversy surrounding them. Daniel Henninger of the Wall Street Journal, next on The Medved Show.
This is going to be a little bit provocative.
The Michael Medved Show.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Update. In the headlines right now, President Biden holding a joint news conference after hosting a summit at Camp David with the leaders of Japan and South Korea. Biden saying the world is standing at an inflection point, the meeting focusing on China. Hurricane Hilary churning in the Pacific and is expected to hit Southern California over the weekend. Storm prep underway in San Diego. To Maui, where there's been a resignation related to the massive wildfire.
More than 1,000 people are still missing. search and rescue teams digging through the ash and rubble of what was the town of Lahaina. The top Maui emergency management official, who didn't sound warning sirens as wildfires swept across the island, has resigned. Herman Andea's resignation came one day after he defended his decision to not activate those sirens. I'm Corey Myers.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
And on the Michael Medved Show, Daniel Henninger is always one of the most insightful, thoughtful commentators on the passing scene. His most recent column, his column is called Wonderland, and it's every Thursday in the Wall Street Journal. Yesterday's column is entitled The Trump Indictment's High Price. And some of it is so well written, and it seems to me so inarguable, that I need to share it with you, which is many Republicans do want to move past the Trump mayhem. But it is getting harder to see how the pro-Trump resentment vote does anything but increase through this year. The serial indictments have many non-Trump Republicans furious. And then he talks about the prosecutorial overkill, the overflowing kitchen sink of criminal counts is starting to back out all other 2024 considerations. With that in mind, Daniel, do you think it's a good thing that the president, former president, has decided he's not going to show up at the debate? At least there'll be a chance to talk about something else other than his legal problems?
Yeah, that's a double-edged sword for sure. If he showed up, the questions would undoubtedly concentrate on all these indictments. They will to a certain extent if he doesn't, and the reporting at the moment is that he's going to probably skip the debate. That will allow all the others to try to talk about substance, and Joe Biden, as a matter of fact. I think probably, you know, Trump's support is running at the moment around 50%, over 50%. I believe 30% of that is the hardcore Trump base. He's always received about 30% of the vote. And I think 20% of it is that resentment vote that is just furious at all of these prosecutions. But I think, you know, when you look at the number there, Michael, it's the same as it was in 2016. His total percentage is not that high. I mean, if it were Barack Obama running for a second term, his support among Democrats would be 80%. Trump's is just over 50%, which suggests that there are a lot of Republicans out there who may be gettable. And this is such a volatile situation that if Trump simply decides to boycott a serious Republican primary debate, could cause some of that percentage of undecided, not so much undecideds, but gettables to step back and take a hard look at some of these other Republican candidates.
And when you say that they are gettables, you're talking about 20% of Republicans you think who are leaning toward Trump right now because they're so angry at the prosecutions and because of the lack of prosecution at Hunter Biden. And you also mentioned in your column that you had previously assumed that it would be very difficult for President Trump to win in November, but now you're rethinking that. Why?
Well, I think it's because that the resentment, which is real, I think many of us encounter it among non-Trump Republicans, is getting stronger and stronger. And as well, there is the prospect that his opposition could in fact be Joe Biden. And Joe Biden, an incumbent president, has to be the weakest presidential candidate the Republicans have, the Democrats have put up in a very long time. And a lot of it has to do, A, with the economy. I mean, his approval rating on the economy is in the mid to low 30s. It's just terrible. That would hurt any president. But Joe Biden clearly has cognitive difficulties, which are just so obvious to people that it adds up to a candidate that many, I think, independent voters are going to find it extremely difficult to vote for. So the idea among some Democrats that Trump would be almost certainly a loser against Joe Biden, I think, because of these prosecutions, that's becoming a less obvious argument.
For those people in the Republican Party who do not want to vote for Biden, who do not want to see a second term of this, who certainly don't want to see at any time a presidency for Kamala Harris, for people who feel that way, what is the best alternative right now to another spin of the wheel with Donald Trump?
Well, I think that's for Republican voters to decide. They've got serious candidates. Ron DeSantis, certainly there's been some decline in his support. But, you know, none of these candidates have been able to stand together before a national audience. Tim Scott, Nikki Haley, Mike Pence, and Vivek Ramaswamy, and the rest of them. And for better or worse, these debates, however short the answers are the vehicle that we use now to get a sense of these candidates and the possibilities that they could be legitimate presidential candidates. So I think we have to give them the opportunity this coming Wednesday and then a second debate next month to present themselves to the American people and see if we start to sort out who among them might be a viable competitor to Donald Trump. Of course, Michael, that does suggest, and I think most of us would agree, that if they all stay in the race for reasons of vanity, Trump will simply divide the opposition and roll towards the nomination with around 50% of the primary vote. The country, as I say in the column, Michael, this country really needs a serious presidential election on a wide array of issues, and that includes foreign policy. We don't need a presidential election based simply on whether People are more disgusted with Joe Biden or more disgusted with Donald Trump. We need an election that we can actually think about.
Yeah, and again, with some of the problems we have in crime, in education, in homelessness, people see it in local politics, and yet national politics, the fact that we spend so much of our time talking about, who has the better list of indictments? Is it Fani Willis or Jack Smith? I mean, the idea that this is the one all-absorbing American preoccupation at the moment seems bizarre and destructive to the country. If you had to guess, who do you think attracts attention and maybe momentum in the debate coming up next Wednesday night?
I think eyes are going to be on essentially three of them. Ron DeSantis, to see whether he has what it takes. Tim Scott, because he has such a positive, interesting story to tell, and he can talk articulately about a wide range of subjects. And inevitably, Vivek Ramaswamy, who has been impressing people. I think there will be a huge amount of curiosity to see whether he could conceivably come out of the blue and become a presidential candidate. I think those three are the ones we'll be focused on next Wednesday night.
Daniel Henninger's always so much appreciate your participation in the show. His column about the cost of the indictments and the high price that they are inflicting on the United States is linked at our website at michaelmedved.com. There's an amazing statement that I think is going to have some repercussions by Vivek Ramaswamy concerning Ukraine and Putin. We will get to that and to more coming up on The Medved Show.
Kudos for having the best show on radio.
The Michael Medved Show.
You know how the line to the song goes. It's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy. It's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinary. Extraordinarily good for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Michael Medved show, there is a big new statue that has been consecrated, actually blessed by the local clergy. And no, it's nowhere in the United States. It's in the region of Pskov, which is part of Russia. That's Putin land. And the new statue has gained a lot of attention because it's a statue of one of the greatest mass murderers in all of human history. His name is Joseph Stalin. And honestly, knowing a lot of former Russians, as I do, and having my own roots in Russia, the number of people, the percentage of people in Russia who have family members who were murdered by Stalin, who were killed during his years of tyranny, is very high. But that doesn't prevent the religious establishment in Russia, which has been totally co-opted by Putin, from admiring and actually blessing, consecrating this statue of a guy who was known for murdering priests and religious believers once upon a time. This is clip 11.
Христос воскресе! Христос воскресе! Христос воскресе!
Ну, если честно говорить, да, что пострадала церковь в годы правления.
And I am not sure of the Russian there, but they were honoring someone who deserves no honor. And speaking of which, Vivek Ramaswamy was on CNN, and he is a wonderful communicator. He's a good talker. But he gives his own perspective on the war in Ukraine, which is different from that of any other major Republican candidate or Democratic candidate for that matter. This is Vivek Ramaswamy on CNN, clip 15.
The Russia-China military alliance is the single greatest military threat that we face today. Hypersonic missile capabilities, nuclear capabilities in Russia, far ahead of us or China. A naval capacity in China ahead of ours, combined with an economy that we depend on for our modern way of life. Those two nations are in a military alliance with one another, and nobody in either political party is talking about it. Worst of all, our engagement in Ukraine is further driving Russia into China's arms. So my foreign policy centers on weakening that alliance. That advances American interests.
But you would let Putin have parts of Ukraine.
That is how we actually secure peace.
But you would let Putin have parts of Ukraine.
I would freeze the current lines of control, and that would leave parts of the Donbas region with Russia. I would also further make a commitment that NATO will not admit Ukraine to NATO. But there are even greater wins that I will
get
for the United
States in
return. The top of the list. No, our goal should not be for Putin to lose. Our goal should be for America to win. That's what we have forgotten in this country, is that driving Russia into the ground is not a U.S. strategic goal.
Okay, nobody is talking about driving Russia into the ground. It's preventing this incredibly brutal invasion. They are now estimating 250,000 Russians have died in this invasion so far. And the idea that our goal should not be for Putin to lose, our goal should be for America to win, this is a zero-sum game. Putin wins this war, or is perceived by anyone to have won this war, that's a disaster for the United States of America. Meanwhile, there is more about the ongoing struggle for the presidency and the objections to Fannie Willis and Jack Smith and others who have created this situation of multiple indictments for President Trump. There's actually not just crazies, well, maybe a little bit crazies, Steve Bannon, former White House aide to President Trump, former brains behind his campaign. He actually seemed to threaten Fannie Willis in a fiery speech. This is clip 8.
This is why I keep saying the J6 thing on with President Trump in Georgia. We're going to ram the stealing of Georgia down her throat. And we're going to ram, hold it, and we're going to ram it up the ass of the governor.
Okay, he was speaking at a meeting for the Election Crime Bureau, in which he presided together with Mike Lindell and General Flynn and more. And with all of that going on, George Santos is in the news again, and it's not just because he had a campaign aide who masqueraded as another congressman's chief of staff. He was on Good Day New York, George Santos, and the exchange sounded like this. Clip 17.
Actually, studies point that most people lie on their resumes. It's just, unfortunately, it's the reality.
Yeah, but you lied about everything.
Well, not true, right?
You lied about your mom.
Well, not true either, but I never said my mother died on 9/11. I never said that. That was never said. All that people like to say is, oh, you killed your mother twice. That's not true. I mean, my mother was my best friend. She was my, like, when I lost my mother, it was the hardest thing for me in my life. And it's really painful when you see people trying to say, oh, you killed your mother twice. No, I didn't, right?
Of course. But you did say that she escaped out of the South Tower.
My mother was in downtown Manhattan in the South Tower the day of 9/11, made it out. That is fact.
Okay. This is truly unbelievable, and it goes on. There's this also on by Joe Scarborough talking about the advantage not just of getting to the trials quickly and some of the charges that have been made against the former president, but actually having those trials wherever possible, and it's more possible in Atlanta than anywhere else, on television. This is Joe Scarborough, clip 7.
Isn't it interesting? The Democrats want cameras in the courtroom. Democrats want transparency. Democrats want this trial before the election. If you're innocent,
that's the problem.
What are you saying? You're saying, I want cameras in the courtroom.
Right.
Yeah, get this. I'm innocent. Give us time to get ready. And you're damn right I want this before the election because I want my name cleared. But what does Donald Trump and his Republican supporters do? They say, oh, no cameras in the courtroom. No, we don't want no transparency. We don't want people to actually see what he did. And yet, let's push it off after the election. After the election. We don't want the jury. Mm-hmm. We don't want the jury to have a say before the election. Let me tell you, that's somebody who's guilty. Because if you're accused of doing something you didn't do, you want transparency if you've been charged. You want that trial as soon as possible. You want it on TV for all the world to see. They don't.
Isn't that actually a powerful argument? That the entire country, assuming that President Trump is not going to be imprisoned, that he's not going to be convicted on most of these charges against him, to get it out of the way as soon as possible, there's a suggestion that came up by a letter writer to the New York Times who suggested a plea bargain that could actually save the country from some of the agony we're going through over this entire nightmare. We will get to that, but there's a new chapter in the nightmare. And I'm not talking about Blue Beetle, which is the big new superhero movie we're going to be reviewing. I'm talking about a group of law professors, some of them very distinguished and credible, who are trying to advance a scheme to make clear that, in their opinion, Trump is constitutionally ineligible to even run for president. Why? We will get to that and more coming up in This Greatest Nation.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I Resort.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.